Shop the best Black Friday weekend deals up to 70% off only at Tanger Outlets. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and hundreds more. Find something for everyone on your list during our biggest sale of the year. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Stores open at 6 a.m. Black Friday. Get your savings at Tanger.com.
Lines. Ghana Mine Workers Union appeals to President Akufo-Addo to assent to new labor law before leaving office on January 7, 2025. Also in this bulletin, traders advocate removal of cumbersome processes at the ports and borders to make the implementation of the African Continental Free Trade Area Agreement feasible. Later, the Joy Business Van engages painter and sculptor B. Echampon, who has made his skill a profitable venture. We have details of this and more for you. Please stay. The Joy Business Report is brought to you by Ecobank, A Better Way, A Better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. I am Pius Kojo Baka, and looking at our stories. The Ghana Mine Workers Union of the Trades Union Congress has called on President Akufo-Addo to ensure the reviewed Labour Act is passed into law before he leaves office on January 7, 2025. During the second half National Executive Council meeting in Accra, the union's leadership emphasised the urgency of addressing long-standing challenges faced by workers in Ghana. General Secretary of the union, Abdul Mumin Gbana, said the law which seeks the welfare of workers must be assented to immediately.
Today, there is so much exposure. Workers no longer have the right to exercise their freedom of association and collective bargaining. Employment have been decimated to a level where today, all you can get in the mining industry is a one-year contract, a two-year contract, renewable. And it's not as if it's just in the mining industry. It's characteristic of the entire Ghanaian labor market. In the banks, you have same there. And so what we are saying is that the current labor act gives some level of flexibility. The laxity with which employers approach matters to do with employment are virtually exposing us as workers. And it is important that legislation is tightened so that it offers the right protections to our members and by extension, the entire Ghanaian workers.
You heard the General Secretary of the Union, Mumin Abdul Gbana, there. Chairperson for the Trade and Gender Subcommittee under the Ministry of Trade and Industry, Na Densuayite, is advocating a simplified trade regime within the African countries to enhance trade activities. According to her, the removal of cumbersome documentation and trade processes are critical in achieving the aims of the African Continental Free Trade Agreement. She spoke at a regional training workshop in support of AFTA implementation here in Accra.
Those residents at the border, I think they go every day and they just pass through it. So there's a need for them to be able to do their work without any form of delay, harassment, unnecessary or cumbersome documentation procedures that are not necessary. Especially if somebody is carrying something like fish. Last Thursday, Saturday, 23rd November, you have people selling salt, fish, rice, this dried fish, and we go across tomatoes, onions. These are, farm products. They don't need to be delayed. How much? They should be able to pass through without any delays.
Chairperson for the Trade and Gender Subcommittee under the Ministry of Trade and Industry, Na Densuayite, there. A Deputy Minister of Energy, Collins Edumaku Mensah, has indicated that pursuing rigorous reforms is key to sustaining the energy sector in the country. He was speaking at the launch of the Energy Academy and E-Forum series here in Accra.
Over the past three decades, Ghana's energy sector has undergone transformative reforms that have had the foundation for the progress we see today, from regulatory frameworks that open the door to private sector participation to effort to improve energy access, reliability, sustainability. These reforms have powered industries, driven economic growth, improved the quality of life for millions of Ghanaians. However, as we reflect on our achievement, we must recognize persistent challenges. The global energy landscape is evolving rapidly, with a strong push towards decarbonization, technological innovation. For Ghana to remain competitive and resilient, we must adapt and innovate.
Deputy Minister of Energy Collins Eduma Kumenson speaking at the launch of the Energy Academy and E-Forum series here in Accra. That's it for the Joy Business Report, brought to you by Ecobank, A Better Way, A Better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. Please stay tuned in for the Joy Business Van right after this break. Again, welcome to the Joy Business Van, brought to you by Ecobank, A Better Way, A Better Africa, and MTN Business. What are we doing today? Ghana is a country where art thrives, offering new and exciting opportunities for artists like B.E. Champong. The Joy Business Van visits his gallery in Accra, where he's turning his passion into business.
Cape Coast, the capital of the central region in southern Ghana. It is one of the most historical sites of the country, known for its role in the transatlantic slave trade. That is where B.A. Champong Studio is located. Champong is a painter and a sculptor. Started professional painting in 2005. He was passionate about painting at an early age, inspired by Bible stories.
I started practicing. I almost drew everything in that book, the Bible.
Champong kept his passion alive throughout his formal education.
I kept on like that, drawing almost everywhere. Chalkboard, slate, anywhere, sheet of paper, see, anything I'll get, I'll just draw. So art, everything within me is art. The blood, everything is art.
It was during his time in senior high school that Champong began to give serious thought to painting as a profession.
At that time, I had seen a lot of people doing exhibitions in Ghana and outside Ghana, usually on TV. So I realized, I know this is passion turning into business. So it wasn't difficult at all.
Yes, turning his passion into business was easy, but starting the business on his own was difficult.
From the beginning, yeah, I would say it was very difficult, extremely difficult, I can't lie to you. But as compared to now, now it's not that difficult because now they are doing the children are doing creative art. So I can say now, but all this, there was nothing like creative art. So you have to learn everything on your own. That made it extremely difficult. And then at that time, a lot of people were also looking down upon we, the artists. Even now that things are changing a bit, but you can still see people are still looking down on us.
Indeed, there is a negative stigma surrounding the pursuit of artistic careers. The topmost concern being financial security. Many parents dissuade their children from pursuing artistic passions.
Luckily enough, my parents were like interested in art right from day one because they realized that I was so passionate about it. At a point, they wanted me, people were telling them they should let me do business. Some of them also do science and the rest. So they I nearly stopped school. I stopped for about 2-3 weeks. So when they realized that I was so much interested in art, they said, okay, then Follow.
Shop the best Black Friday weekend deals up to 70% off only at Tanger Outlets. Save big at Crocs, Old Navy Outlet, American Eagle Outfitters, Kay Jewelers, and hundreds more. Find something for everyone on your list during our biggest sale of the year. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Stores open at 6 a.m. Black Friday. Get your savings at Tanger.com. Big time deals on big name brands.